The following is a lecture by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 9, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
So, in order to enter into spiritual life, two things are required, as enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hey rupe brahmanna bhumite kono bhagavan ji, guru krishna kripaya paaye bhakti lata bij. The living entity, they are wandering throughout the universe, changing body, transmigrating from one body to another, one place to another, one planet to another. But they are rotating within this universe, material universe. Brahmanda Bhumite. This science is unknown to the modern education department. How the spirit soul is thus migrating from one body to another, and how he is being transferred from one planet to another. We have got our book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. So, Guru can help you to transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable spiritual planets. They are known as Vaikuntha Loka. And the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, that is called Goloka Vrindavan, that is Krishna's planet. By Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to give information how one can be transferred directly to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. That is our mission. So, what is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? The difference is that in the material world, you have to change your body, although you are eternal. Nitta shasata nahannate hannamane sarire. You are not destroyed after the annihilation of this body, material body. But you transmigrate to another body. And that body may be one of the 8,400,000 of forms. There are 8,400,000 of forms. Jalajana Valakhani, there are 900,000 forms in the water. 2,000,000 forms of trees and plants. 1,100,000 forms of the insects. And then 1,000,000 forms of the birds. And then 3,000,000 forms of the beast. And then we come to this human form of life. Now, it is our choice whether you are going to be transferred again to the cycle of this transmigration of the soul from the one body to another in the lower species of life, or you want to be transferred to the spiritual sky and you can transfer yourself to the highest spiritual platform, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. That is your choice. You have been given the chance of this human form of body to make your choice. You are completely under the control of material nature, but the material nature gives you a chance to get this human form of body. Whatever you like, you can do. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata devan kitri janti kitri vrata. Bhutani janti bhute ja, madja jinopi janti ma. The purport is that those who are going, trying to be elevated to the higher planetary system, which is called Devaloka, or the planets of the demigods, they are the standard of living. Duration of life is very, very large. Or if you want to be transferred to the Pitri Lokas, or in the Lokas of the ghost Bhuteja, or if you want to be transferred to the Loka where Krishna lives, Madhya Jinopi Jantima. Now it depends on your practice. But the rotating, wandering within this material world, from one body to another, or from one planet to another, that is not advice. That is called samsara. Samsara means material existence. That is called samsara. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. You take your birth once in some form of body, you live for some time, then you have to give up this body, then you have to accept another body, then again live for some time, then give up that body, again accept another body. In this way it is going on. That is called samsara. Rotating within this material world. That is compared with Dabanam. Dabanam means forest fire. Forest fire, you have got experience, you have seen, might have. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but it takes place. Everyone knows it. Similarly, within this material world, nobody wants to be unhappy. Everyone is trying to be very happy, but he is forced to accept unhappiness. This is the position. Therefore it is called Dhavana. Dhavana means nobody willingly sets fire, but there is fire in the forest. Similarly, in this material world, everyone is trying from time immemorial, even at the present moment. There is some occasional war, world war, and they manufacture some means. In our days, when we are young men, there was a League of Nations. Perhaps some of you may know. When the 1919, when the First World War finished, these nations, they formed a League of Nations. League of Nations means just to arrange for peaceful living between the nations. So there was forest fire again. Nobody wanted war, but there was Second World War again. And again they are trying to the League, United Nations. But the war is going on. The Vietnam War is going on, the Pakistan War is going on, and many others are going on. So you may try your best to live very peacefully, but nature will not allow you. There must be war. It is not possible. In the history, especially in European history, there were so many wars. Carthaginian War, Greece War, Roman War, 7 years war between France and England, and 100 years war, so far you have read in the history. And the war feeling is going on. not only between nation and nation, between man to man, neighbor to neighbor, even between husband and wife, father and son, this war is going. This is called Davan, forest fire. Forest fire means, in the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but automatically, by the clasp, friction of the dried bamboo, there is electricity and it catches fire. Similarly, although you do not want unhappiness, still by our dealings, we create enemies and friends, and there is fight, there is war. This will continue. This is called samsara dava. Try to understand. So, guru means, spiritual master means, who can deliver one from this forest fire. Just like when there is forest fire, the animals are very much disturbed, and they die mostly, these snakes, they die immediately. So, this forest fire, samsara dhavanala, is going on perpetually, and the person, or the authorized person, who can deliver you from this forest fire of material existence, he is called Guru, or the spiritual master. Saṃsāra dāvā nala līra lōka trānāya kārunna ghanāghanatta. How he delivers? What is this means? The same example, when there is fire in the forest, you cannot send fire brigade, or you cannot go there with bucket full of water to extinguish the fire. That is not possible. Then how it will be extinguished? Fire means it requires water to be extinguished. But where the water is coming from? From your bucket or from your fire brigade? No. It must come from the sky. It must come from the sky. When there will be torrents of rain from the sky, the forest fire, blazing forest fire, will be extinguished. So, this rains from the sky, it does not depend on your scientific propaganda or manipulation. It depends on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, the spiritual master is compared with the cloud. Just like from the cloud there is torrents of rain. Similarly, a spiritual master is considered just like cloud. Saṃsāra dāvā nala līra lūka. Just like cloud takes the water from the sea. Cloud hasn't got its own water. Cloud takes water from the sea. Similarly, spiritual master brings mercy from the Supreme Personality of God. Just see the comparison. He has no own mercy, but he carries the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the qualification of spiritual master. A spiritual master will never say that I am God, I can give you mercy. No. That is not spiritual. That is a bogus, pretender. A spiritual master will say, I am servant of God. I have brought His mercy. Please take it and be satisfied. This is spiritual master's business. Just like a post peon. A post peon, when he delivers you some large amount of money, it is not his own money. The money is sent by somebody else. But he honestly delivers it. Sir, here is your money, take it. So you become very much satisfied with the peon. Although it is not his money, but when in case of need, you get the money sent by your father or somebody else, brought by the peon, you get very much satisfaction. Similarly, we are all suffering in this blazing fire of material existence. The spiritual master brings the message from the Supreme Lord and delivers you. And if you kindly accept, then you will be satisfied. This is the business of the spiritual master. Saṃsāra dāvā nala līra lōka pranayakarana ghanaghanatyam praptasya kalyana gunarnavas bandhi gurasri charanarana. So, spiritual master is offered of his senses. Sir, you have brought the mercy from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are much obliged to you. To deliver us, you have come. We offer our respectful obeisance. This is the meaning of this verse. Bandhi Guru Sri Charanaravinda. That means the first qualification of the spiritual master or guru is to deliver you some message by which immediately your blazing fire in the heart will be stopped. If you simply try to love, the process is that you worship the deity, you take the prasadam, you chant the holy name, you follow the instruction of the spiritual master. In this way, you will be trained up how to understand Krishna, and then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.